Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Dvar Torah. We are entering a new Sefer. We are entering Vayikra now, all about Karbanos. Let's talk a little bit about someone who brings a Karban. We're looking at Perek Bet, Pasuk Aleph here in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Vayikra. It says, interestingly, V'nefesh ki sakriv Karban mincha l'Hashem. A soul who shall offer a meal offering to God, to Hashem. What immediately jumps out at you? What term seems interesting that should be used in this pasuk, that should be used in this phrase, in this verse here over here? We've talked about this before. We've written about it before, but always good to look at it again and to decipher it again. The word that's used for a person usually is ish, usually is adam. It could be gever in modern-day Hebrew. But really, in this pasuk, it says v'nefesh. Why does it use the word nefesh? Why does it use the word soul? Isn't it a person bringing the offering to Hashem? Isn't it a man? And for different offerings for the female or different people bringing, but why does it use nefesh? Why is the meal offering? And again, these sources are from Chabad.org. When we bring to you, wonderful website, they always have good sources. So why is the meal offering distinguished in that the expression soul is used? Why use the word nefesh? Because Hashem says, who is it that usually brings a meal offering? It is the poor man. I account it as though he had offered his own soul to me. And this is from Talmud, Menachos 104b. It's as if he brought his own soul. Why is the meal offering distinguished in that five kinds of oil dishes are stated in connection with it? This can be likened to the case of a human king for whom his friend had prepared a feast. The king knew that his friend was poor and had only one food to offer him, so he said to him, prepare it for me in five kinds of dishes so that I will derive pleasure from you. That comes from the Talmud in Menachos 104b again. And then the Talmud in Menachos 110a also picks up on this idea and goes further. It is said of a large ox, a fiery offering, a sweet savor, of a small bird, a fire offering, a sweet savor, and of a meal offering, a fire offering, a sweet savor. This is to teach you that it is the same whether a person offers much or little, so long as he directs his heart to heaven. And we're going to pick up that in one second. We talked about this a few weeks ago in the Parsha and in the Daily Dose of Daf, but always good to reiterate, always good to do chazar and think about an idea such as that. The Medrash Rabbah explains that an ox was once being led to sacrifice, but would not budge. A poor man came along with a bundle of endives in his hand. He held it out towards the ox, which ate it, and then allowed itself to be led to sacrifice. In a dream, it was revealed to the owner of the ox, the poor man's sacrifice superseded yours. Once a woman brought a handful of fine flour, and the priest despised her, saying, see what she offers? What is there in this to eat? What is there in this to offer up? It was shown to him in a dream. Do not despise her. It is regarded as if she had sacrificed her own life. So the main thing that we could pick from here, the main thing we could think from here, so what we talked about a few weeks ago is the idea of giving to Hashem, giving to others, and giving to your community, and giving to the world at large. Not all of us, a lot of us, especially yours truly, do not have thousands upon thousands of dollars, millions upon millions of dollars to donate a wing in a hospital, to donate an entire base Knesset, to donate an entire base Medrash, to give a whole building to Yeshiva. And a lot of times we might feel dejected, we might feel sad that we're not able to do this. But the verse comes to teach us, it says nefesh, it shows us the word of soul, that a person can give as much or as little as he wants, as long as he does it for the good purpose, he does it for a good reason, and he has the right intent involved. You could give a dollar a day, and there is a wonderful website we've mentioned before that does this. It's called SadakaYomiDailyGiving.org. Highly recommended. We signed up for it. And it sends out your dollars over the year every day to a different organization, because a lot of us don't have thousands of dollars, but we want to help. We want to give, and any little thing we can do. We also talked about in the past how if you have a base Knesset, remember the Nesiim, they waited till the end and they only were able to give a little. But the Torah mentioned the Nesiim a few parshas ago, because even though they only gave that little, they were still so happy to give it. They might have waited till the end, but they still gave what they could. So even if we donate one sitter, one chumash, or we give $1 to shul, to the base connects us to the organization, it still is something, provided that our heart is towards heaven, provided that our soul is in it, our nefesh is in it. Halavai, we should all have so much money. Halavai, we should all have so much ability to donate thousands upon thousands to other people. But any little dollar, any little thing we could do, any little thing we could give, provided that our soul is turned towards Hashem, is also very good. I think we've mentioned many times before, I think it's Rabbi Feinstein who once said, just as we should tithe 10% of our money to Hashem and to servicing others and to charity, so too we should tithe 10% of our time to others and to servicing others and to doing charity and chesed. We might think to ourselves, who has time to run Yad Eliezer? Who has time to run Masbia? Who has time to run United Hatzalah or Hatzalah, wherever they are? Or Chai Lifeline, because Courage has all these other places, but that's not what we're asked. That's not what we're supposed to do. The Pasuk says nefesh, it says soul. Every person, everything, every body in this world can donate something, can contribute something, and can do something. You don't have to run the organization, but be involved a little bit. Do one act. Bring your soul, bring your vibrancy, bring your being to help out others as much as you can. One act here and there, one act a day, one act whenever you can make all the world of difference. Every little action we do, every little mitzvah we do, gives us another defender in heaven after 120 years when we come up and they ask us if we were the best Nasan Mordechai we could have been, my Hebrew name, or whatever your name is. Were you the best Yankel you could have been? Were you Yankel Shmerel? You were supposed to do X, Y, and Z, and hopefully you'll be able to say I did X, Y, and Z, because every action I did would be great. If you could sign up for one meal train one time for one family, how much can you help that person? If you could sign up one time to donate to one charity for one little time, one little bit, even if it's $18 or $36, you don't have to donate thousands of dollars. You don't have to sign up every time, but if you could drive someone this time, or you could deliver a food package this time, you could deliver a shalach manos for someone, you could shop for someone, especially in our crazy times of quarantine when so many people, myself included, have to be in quarantine because we've been exposed to many different people through our students or whatnot, wherever we have been. There's so many ways to help out each other's, and you could give a lecture one time, you could give a shir another time, you could give advice to someone, you could call someone who needs to be called if they're not feeling well. Anything we could do, if you put your soul into it, you put your nefesh into it, you put your heart into it, will make all the difference. You don't have to do grand gestures, you don't have to give thousands of dollars, but even $1, one chumash, one sitter, one act to help the shul, to help the community, to help the people around you, just being involved with trying to help people as much as we can really make all the difference. And that's all really Hashem wants from us, to give our soul in different actions, to be involved in different actions, to be a soulful person, a selfless person, an others-oriented person, to make the world a better place. If we do that, we come together and everybody can do that, maybe we'll be zocha to bring Mashiach speedily, speedily, speedily in our days. May it be today. Join us next time as we talk the Audio DT with Reb T.